With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Israel's defense forces are beginning to shell or have been shelling parts of northern Gaza. Ground troops and equipment crossed the border early Saturday morning, then went back into Israel. They had limited raids. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Israel on Friday. He met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and told him that the U.S. stands with Israel in the war, and he drew a comparison between Hamas and another terrorist group.
As a former commander of Central Command, the deliberate cruelty of Hamas vividly reminds me of ISIS. Bloodthirsty, fanatical, and hateful.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network earlier in the week, Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said Israel is justified in mounting a ground assault inside Gaza despite the likelihood of civilian casualties.
There are so many differentiating elements here, but one of them is the terrorist extremists go after civilians. Western democracies like us and the Israelis don't, and people need to remember that. But yes, this is a just war.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer leading a delegation of lawmakers to Israel this weekend in a show of support. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans nominate Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan to be their next speaker. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn tells reporters that Republicans will come back next week and hopefully close up with a consensus.
In the secret ballot, 55 said they would support.
Jordan's going to continue trying to find the votes?
Yes, he's asked everybody to come forward over the next few days, and right now it looks like we're going to readjourn and vote on Tuesday.
California Governor Newsom signed a law to raise the minimum wage for health care workers that go to $25 per hour over the next decade. This is SRN News. Liberal Methodist bishops say they're not going to miss the conservatives leaving the church.
During a recent gathering of UMC leaders at Church of the Resurrection in Leawood, Kansas, Pastor Adam Hamilton said the loss of thousands of congregations over issues of homosexuality, quote, feels like a revival. The other leaders agreed, with Bishop Tom Berlin saying, quote, we're going to be smaller and we're going to be better. Meanwhile, the exodus continues with a formal split expected to be finalized in next year's general conference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democrat Governor Newsom signed a law fast-tracking low-income housing on surplus land. Nonprofit colleges and religious institutions are willing to donate. The new measure rezones real estate owned by some schools, churches, mosques, and synagogues to allow for affordable housing to be built more quickly. The church-led movement is called Yes in God's Backyard. This is SRN News. A NASA spacecraft has begun a six-year journey to a rare asteroid.
SpaceX launched the Psyche spacecraft from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The spacecraft is named for the metal-rich asteroid it's chasing, which scientists believe is the battered remains of an early planet's iron core. No one has ever explored a world with a metal surface before. Scientists hope it can shed light on the inaccessible centers of Earth and other rocky planets. The asteroid orbits the Sun in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Psyche should reach the asteroid in 2029. John Scott reporting.
High school student scores on the ACT college admissions test dropped to their lowest in more than three decades, showing a lack of student preparedness for college-level coursework. Scores have been falling for six consecutive years, but the trend accelerated during the pandemic. Average composite was 19.5 out of 36. More at SRNnews.com.